Bezrat Hashem, this is Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's episode is entitled, Save the Babies. It's about the nasty A word, abortion. Today's podcast is very politically incorrect with contemporary liberal norms that turn what the Torah calls abominations into ideology. But I really don't care because I'm not running for office and I'm not trying to garner votes. Hopefully, though, today's podcast will save lives. Even if it saves one human life, it's more than worth the effort. The Gemara in Tractate Sanhedrin, page 37a, that says anyone who causes the loss of one life is equivalent to someone who has destroyed an entire world. And conversely, anyone who saves one life is equivalent to someone who has saved the entire world. Many people, they have a casual attitude about abortion. They think that an embryo is not a full-fledged soul. Well, let's see what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the holy author of the Zohar, how he weighs in on the subject. Well, the Zohar in Parshat Shmot lifts a few hair-raising damages that abortion brings. I'm not going to mention all of them because they're stiff. But he does say that every abortion adds to the spiritual darkness of the world. And he says something else. Abortion causes wars and all the additional strife in the world, famine and disease. It makes Hashem turn his back on the physical world. There's so much strife in the world. We shudder every time there's a terrorist attack in Israel. We shudder every time a Katyusha rocket from Gaza lands on an apartment building in Ashkelon and kills one or two people or maims a few others for life. We shudder every time kids in Sderot have to run for the bomb shelters. That's all front page news. But do you know how many abortions there are every year in Israel alone? Dr. Eli Schusheim, who is director of the wonderful Efrat organization, writes that over 50,000 abortions are performed every year in Israel. You realize what that means? In the last 50 years, from 1970 till 2020, we've lost 2.5 million Jews in Israel alone due to abortion. Now, since there are just about the same number of Jews in America that there are here in Israel, if the abortion rate is the same in America, then we've lost another 2.5 million Jews since 1970. You realize what that is? 5 million Jews in the last 50 years? That's almost another Nazi Holocaust. But this time, it's not the Nazis that are the murderers. It's our own people. No wonder Hashem is upset with us. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says that abortions are what create the wars and the strife, and that includes the terrorists. Hashem is saying, okay, you're terminating the lives I entrust you with? Fine. I'll send you Hezbollah, I'll send you Hamas, I'll send you anti-Semites in America. Oh, they'll all strive to take your lives away too. Well, this is what we call the AtFat principle, a turn for a turn, all over again. So who needs another Holocaust? Abortion is a white-collar, government-sanctioned Holocaust. Not only does the Zohar say that abortions trigger wars and terror, but abortions delay the Geulah. Are you wondering why Mashiach isn't here yet? Every single abortion tells Mashiach, we don't want you, heaven forbid. Can you imagine how many abortions are performed for no reason? So many babies are born healthy after the doctors said they'd be defective. And let's say that the child does have a defect or handicap. Well, some of our greatest sages were handicapped. The mighty Samson, he was crippled in both legs. So was the cousin Tzur Magid, the Magid of Mezrich. The Chazon Ish was sickly his whole life. From the Gemara, Rav Sheshet, one of the Gemara's greatest scholars, he was blind. Well, hold on, America. What about Franklin D. Roosevelt? He was a cripple. And what about Mickey Mantle? Mickey Mantle had severe osteomyelitis. Would anyone say that they didn't deserve to live? What about Helen Keller or Stevie Wonder or Ray Charles? They were all blind. I don't think the United States of America would be the United States of America without Mickey Mantle or Stevie Wonder or Ray Charles or Helen Keller. So who says that the pregnancy of a child with a birth defect should be terminated? Most of the time, the doctors are mistaken anyway and there's no birth defect at all. And even if there is, with Emunah, you know that if Hashem wants your child to be the future president of the United States, he or she will be, with or without a birth defect. With Emunah, a handicapped person realizes that he or she can't attain their soul correction in a healthy body. A handicapped person with Emunah lives a happy and productive life. Oftentimes, the physically handicapped people have fewer emotional hang-ups than so many emotionally handicapped people. And who's to decide that a person with two healthy legs is better than a person with two crippled legs? Where do doctors get the right to send unborn babies into the white-collar gas chambers of abortion? They did that in Sparta. But now in modern America, in modern Israel? The Gemara in Tractate Sanhedrin, page 57b, says like this: "One who spills human blood inside the human shall forfeit his own blood." So what does it mean, human blood inside the human? This is the blood of the embryo in the mother's womb. That's what the Gemara is talking about. So the Gemara is calling a person who terminates a pregnancy by the name of murderer. Since a religious court can't give capital punishment today to such a person, the sin of abortion is like a lingering, unmitigated sword that the heavenly court holds over a person's neck. Who can deal with such severe judgments? And if the sin of abortion is not atoned for in this world, that is an outstanding debt that a person carries in to the next world for a really rude awakening. And I'm not trying to scare you, but these are not my words. These are words of the Zohar and the Gemara. So who can live a decent life if he or she has been cut off by the divine presence? Heaven forbid, a million times over. Today, there's no capital punishment for abortion because we don't have our holy temple and we don't have the great Sanhedrin, which is the religious court of 70 wise elders. But if the Gemara tells us that even if though we don't have the Sanhedrin and we don't have the four types of death sentences, that doesn't mean that people go unpunished. Where there's no justice in this world, there's certainly justice in the upper world. And since the Gemara says that a poor person or a childless person is tantamount to being dead, then the death penalty is often mitigated by poverty, by people not having children. You can't. The ability to have children is not a faucet you could turn on and off. It's no joke at all. The heavenly court views a father or a mother that aborts as a murderer. Don't think I'm exaggerating. I wish I were. But that's the truth of Torah, and we do not intend to dilute it. So many childless women would give every position they own in the entire world for a pregnancy. A pregnancy is the greatest gift in the world that Hashem could grant a woman. I appeal to you, beloved brothers and sisters. We, the Jewish people, are called the merciful sons of merciful parents. We lose our holy image when we become murderers, God forbid. And who could be so cruel as to murder their own child? The holy Rachmistrivska Rebbe of saintly and blessed memory said that Hashem's greatest gratification after the Holocaust is when another Jewish child is born. So in addition to falling under the category of murder, abortions rob Hashem of his greatest gratification. No wonder the Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai says that abortions lead to calamities and cause Hashem's divine presence to leave the world, heaven forbid. Think about it, it's really scary. Every 10 minutes, an abortion takes place here in Israel. And nobody cares if some heartless medical committee or greedy doctor says to terminate a pregnancy. But if Hashem gives life, no one has the right to take it away. Don't make a decision that you'll be sorry for posterity. And if you've already had an abortion, don't despair, don't lose hope. There's one way you can atone for what you did. Download this podcast, and it won't cost you a cent because we enable downloads for free of charge, and spread it far and wide. Help prevent other people from making the same mistake. If you're thinking about having an abortion because you don't have the physical, emotional, or financial wherewithal to have that baby, call the Efrat organization immediately. You can reach them in Israel at 072-390-2123 by telephone or you can fax them at 03-6844-848, or outside of Israel, dial 972-7239-02123. You can plug into their website at Efrat, that's Efrat, E-F-R-A-T, .org.il. And you can write them from a contact form on the website. Don't ever forget, he who saves a child saves an entire world. May Hashem bless you with wonderful children, and may we soon see the full redemption of our people and the coming of Mashiach speedily in our days. Amen.